This is Dr. Singh dictating from the orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name is Langton, L-A-N-G-T-O-N. Date of birth is 7/26/1942. Date of evaluation is 9/9/2022. HPI history page, compliance psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed decisions. History of present illness. This is a 80 years old female who's well familiar to our service. She was last seen by nurse practitioner Heidi on August 9, 2022. Peter and I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Patient has a history of Alzheimer's disease. Here she's very confused and wanders around in the hallways. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, or circumstances leading to her placement here. She could not tell me how long she has been a resident here and what kind of medication she's on. She gets easily anxious, irritable. She continues to be on Remeron 30 milligram HS. Here, her appetite is inadequate due to cognitive impairment. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on August 9, 2022. Current medication, Remeron, 30 milligram HS, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, mental status examination. General, appropriately groomed. Demeanor, somewhat uncooperative. Motor movements, ambulatory gait. Standing, speech soft, mood anxious, thought process severely confused, associations are concrete, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be actively hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory impaired for recent and remote events, for knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease with late onset G30.1. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition, unspecified due to known physiological condition with depressive symptoms, F06.31, plans continue Remeron. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Dispositions, staff needs to continue to provide support, reassurance, encourage participation in diversional activities. Period. Patient has significant neurocognitive impairment, poor limited insight, and lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Procedure code 9938, end of